The Seven Words on the Cross by St. Robert Bellarmine. Book 2, Chapter 16. The fourth fruit to be drawn from the consideration of the sixth word spoken by Christ upon the cross. A fourth fruit can be drawn from a fourth explanation of the word, "It is consummated." For if it is true, as most certainly it is, that God, by the merits of Christ, has withdrawn us from the servitude of the devil, and placed us in the kingdom of his beloved Son, let us inquire, and not desist from our inquiry, till we have found the reason why so many men prefer the slavery of the enemy of mankind to the service of Christ, our most kind Master, and choose rather to burn for ever in the flames of hell with Satan, than reign most happy in eternal glory with our Lord Jesus Christ. The only reason I can find is that the service of Christ begins with the cross. It is necessary to crucify the flesh with its vices and concupiscences. This bitter draught, this chalice of gall, naturally produces a nausea in frail man, and is often the sole reason why he would rather be the slave of his passions than be the master of them by such a remedy. A man without reason indeed, or rather not a man but a beast, for a man bereft of his reason is such, might be ruled by his desires and appetites. But since man is endowed with reason, he certainly knows, or ought to know, that he who is commanded to crucify his flesh with its vices and concupiscences should insist on keeping this precept, particularly as he is assisted by God's grace to do so, and that our Lord, like a wise physician, so prepares this bitter potion that it may be drunk without difficulty. Moreover, if any one of us individually was the first person to whom these words were addressed, "Take up your cross and follow me," we might have an excuse for hesitating and mistrusting our own strength, and not daring to lay our hands on a cross which we considered ourselves unable to carry. But since not only men, but even children of tender years have boldly taken up the cross of Christ, have patiently carried it, and have crucified their flesh with its vices and concupiscences, why should we fear? Why should we hesitate? St. Augustine was vanquished by this argument, and at once mastered his carnal concupiscence, which for years he had regarded as unconquerable. He placed before the eyes of his soul many men and women who had led chaste lives, and said to himself, "Why cannot you do what so many of both sexes have done, who trusted not in their own strength, but in the Lord their God?" What has been said about the concupiscence of the flesh may be said with equal force about the concupiscence of the eyes, which is avarice and the pride of life. There is no vice with which God's assistance cannot be overcome, and there is no reason to fear that God will refuse to help us. St. Leo says, "Almighty God justly insists on our keeping his commandments, since he prevents us by his grace." Miserable and mad and foolish, then, are those souls who prefer rather to carry 5 yoke of oxen under the command of Satan, and with labor and sorrow be the slaves of their senses, and at last be tortured forever with their leader the devil in the flames of hell, than to submit to the yoke of Christ, which is sweet and light, to find rest for their souls in this life, and in the life to come, an eternal crown with their King in everlasting glory. End of chapter 16.